Yes, thank you, and thank you for all the interventions and questions and comments. I focused on my presentations on the issue of places of deprivation of liberty and especially prisons, but it's true that with the pandemic and especially the restrictive measures that were implemented, we have seen a rise in the enforcement of the measures, a rise in excessive use of force, in police violence, and a lot of my fellow speakers have raised these issues, including now in the recent demonstrations against the vaccines policies. So I think this has to be very closely monitored in terms of moments of very high risks of ill treatment and torture, and this is very important. I also thank the colleague from the Border Violence Monitoring Networks for his comments on the work they are conducting in monitoring the pushbacks and the use of violence and even torture in this. And I think we have to work closely together, the civil society and the other national and international bodies, to make these situations first known and then address them. And I welcome his work. On your specific question, regarding the reactions with some of these release of prisoners who have been called criminals, I think it's a matter of communication, because the criteria for release, amnesties, and others have been based on very clear eligibility criteria, and it's usually for either the status of the persons deprived of liberty or the conditions, and the status is usually persons who had either short sentences or were at the end of their sentences or were sentenced for very petty offenses. So it's really not the cases of having high visible criminals that were released. And then also the conditions, and here it's usually older detainees or detainees with health conditions, and here it's more a matter of dignity. And the second message probably from the authorities, also in terms of communication, is again this message that health in prison has an impact in health in the society, and that it's better to decongest the prisons at this stage rather than allow the virus to spread, because these people and the staff coming in and out are also potential contributing to the spread of the virus. So I think it's important to take measures at an early stage. Thank you very much.